Christians in Rajasthan are dealt another blow to religious freedom. Bible distribution continues in India despite rising attacks, and Christians are surveying unreached peoples in South America. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in the state of Rajasthan, India, continue to feel the pressure of radical Hindus in their quest to eradicate Christians from that state. In addition to trying to end the ministry of Hope Givers International, the state has now done something that will hurt Christians statewide, says Hope Givers Bill Bray.
Rajasthan legislature met and passed a ridiculously strong, unconstitutional anti-conversion bill. It has a whole section in it directly aimed at Hope Givers International and Emmanuel Ministries.
Bray says this law will have a huge impact on work with children.
That new law makes providing education and humanitarian services, defines it as coercion. It also denies freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of worship.
While it's unconstitutional, Christians are still in danger as it'll take years to work through the courts. Meanwhile, even with India's religious freedom under attack in Rajasthan, Bibles for the World's Moy Padaiti is excited about ministry happening across India through their national missionaries.
This is harvest time in India, and our missionaries are having the times of their lives, reaching out, sowing the seed and harvesting souls for Christ and His kingdom.
Padaiti says a team of Americans shared a unique ministry opportunity.
I encouraged them to carry the Gospel of John that we had published wherever they went. And so they gave those out in Rajasthan very discreetly. But people gladly received those, and the sightseeing trip was much more meaningful for them.
Padaiti says your financial help is needed.
One person's gift might not send very many Bibles, but together, many homes will be rich with the Word of God.
Go to our website to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship has been working in Russia since the early 1990s. Expansion has been difficult despite the need. Inaccessible cities and villages across 11 time zones. However, because of a unique situation, they are expanding into Siberia. MAF's Dave Bachman.
Every time we looked, every place we looked, it just seemed that God wasn't opening the door. But in this past year, God raised up a national pilot with a burden for missionary aviation. And the area that the Lord has placed on all of our hearts is the area of Krasnoyarsk, which is central Siberia.
Bachman says this new program is completely Russian.
It needs to be Russian. There's no way that we would be able to gain permission as foreigners to fly as pilots. So we need to be in a support role because of the limitations of the authorities.
MAF will provide missionary air support and air service to an area forgotten by Russia. Next, a church in South Africa is now hitting the HIV/AIDS issue in their community head-on. Purpose Driven Ministries is using this church to encourage churches worldwide to reach out to these victims as outlined in their peace plan. Since having his heart softened, Pastor Titus Sithel preaches about HIV/AIDS from the pulpit. Since then, members started AIDS, hospice, orphan care, and HIV/AIDS education. With death almost certain, sharing the gospel with them may be their only hope. And finally, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is asking Christians around the world to pray for their teams in South America. IMB leaders say their exploration team is reaching out to remote people groups who haven't heard the gospel because they live in such inaccessible places in the Amazon jungles and the Andes Mountains. The Tigre Quechua of northern Peru would be just one example. Pray for wisdom, language acquisition, and that God would move in the hearts of these people to seek Him. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories you heard on today's broadcast, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.